This program is brought to you by P1 Australia, quality racing components, and manufacturers of engine water heaters for midgets, sprints, wingless, and all types of open-wheel dirt track cars. Check out their full range today at p1australia.com.
Thunder Media.
Hi, I'm Jack LeBrock.
Hi, I'm David Reynolds.
Hi, I'm Chaz Mostert, and you're listening to Inside Supercars.
From the racetracks across Australia, and here's Inside Supercars.
Coming up on this episode of Inside Supercars.
The most difficult car to drive that I've had so far in supercars, especially on the Sunday, we really struggled, I guess. For the rain, washing the track and everything, the car just really didn't gel with.
It's all starting to make more sense, and you know, I'm just excited to get out for the next one already, and you know, we've just finished race 8.
Two top 10s, two top 10 shootouts. Can't really complain. Good weekend.
So sit back and enjoy as Inside Supercars starting now. Welcome to Inside Supercars. Tony Whitlock. It's just after race 8 of the 2024 season. I'm with Ryan Wood moments after the race has finished. As they say in the classics, a tough day at the office.
Yeah, it was an eventful race. I'm happy to finish top 10 again. You know, solid result for my side of the garage. Kudos to the team for giving me a fast race car this whole weekend. So, yeah, a lot of positives to take out of the weekend.
Good to hear that. It's a very different sort of track to the ones you've been racing on, like the big open tracks of Bathurst and, of course, Flowing,
yep.
Albert Park, you know, high speed.
Yep.
And very tight.
Yep.
Do you feel you've done 200Ks today?
Yeah, a little bit sore. But yeah, probably the first race I've had with full deck. So learnt a lot today. Drove the car too fast in all my stints. So yeah, we'll know for next time. And you know, at the end of the day, to start 10th, finish 10th, I can't really complain.
Well, as a rookie year, when you're coming out saying, I learned a lot, well, that's the thing that you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
We asked one particular question, that is, what did you take away from Taupo?
Biggest thing I took away from Taupo was how to manage a race, how to stay focused and, yeah, basically be confident in my ability and qualifying and stuff like that. And, yeah, two top 10s, two top 10 shootouts. Can't really complain. Good weekend.
That's all part of your education, and you did a great job. I mean, okay, a slip off on a corner, but that's always going to happen as part of your learn.
Yeah, exactly. And top 10 shootout was another one of those things. You know, I saw my delta was down, and I tried to make it up. And at the end of the day, ran wide. I think I was going to be 10th anyway, so it didn't really matter. So I'd rather, you know, have a crack than come out of the session wondering why I didn't. So, yeah, all in all, pretty cool weekend.
Okay, terrific. Now, next stop is Barbagallo. And, of course, you've been there, but a different car. So that's part of the learning as well, to go to a track that you don't have to learn the track. It's got the high deck that this sort of place has got, but with far less corners.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, it should be good. Last time we raced there in Super 2, we had a great weekend. So, fingers crossed we can, you know, keep rolling this momentum and just keep getting some solid results and really build a foundation on car 2 side.
Ryan Wood, thanks so much for joining us.
Cheers.
Again on Inside Supercars.
Cheers.
Well, Aaron Love joins us now as we look at our rookie year. And, Aaron, there's some weekends that are tough, and then there's weekends that are just tough and wet as well. And that's pretty much what you had at Te Pau last weekend. How do you look back on what happened?
Yeah, I guess, like, to be quite upfront, you know, it was a really, really tough weekend for the whole team. It's probably, you know, we're all in it together. But, you know, in simple terms, it was probably the most difficult car to drive that I've had so far in supercars, especially on the Sunday. We really struggled, I guess, after the rain, washing the track and everything, the car just really didn't gel with the circuit and really didn't have a nice balance. But, you know, we're all a team, so that's kind of all of our faults. You know, the feedback we were giving prior to, I guess, it being dry and everything, but we all struggled with the same thing, both me and James. So, yeah, it was a tough weekend. We kind of maximized what we could to a degree on Saturday, which was good. We probably you know, if we were a little bit smarter with strategy, which is always easy to say in hindsight, we could have, I don't know, maybe gotten close to the 10, which would have been really cool. But yeah, ultimately ended up 15th, which is which wasn't too bad given where we started in the race. And James obviously had a fair bit of bad luck, but had some pretty good car speed as well, which is positive. But yeah, on Sunday we just both really struggled a bit. Hard to say kind of who had the worst end of the stick, but at the end of the day, we both struggled far too much for what we like and what's needed for a good outcome. So I guess we can kind of use it as a weekend to really outline, you know, what really doesn't work in the cars. But at the same time, we all need to have a really good think about the direction we go in moving forward to Perth. Obviously, there's parts of Taupo that are similar to Perth in the way that the surface is and all of that. So it would be nice to have all of the information from last year when they were at Perth, because obviously went very strong with Todd. But unfortunately, I don't think we've got the full picture after what unfolded last year. But yeah, I'm sure the boys will be working very, very hard, probably harder than they have before, to try and turn the ship around.
When you measure yourself, and particularly this year being a rookie year, I guess you have to measure yourself to your teammate. So a bad weekend had by the team, but you were able to finish in front of your teammate on Saturday, and he was right in front of you on Sunday. So if you're looking at results in that focus, you know, you will see that your colleagues, Ryan Wood, he was on Saturday within a, well, actually, he was in front of his teammate, and on Sunday he was just behind his teammate, but more than one car behind Chaz. So is that a way of looking at it, or is that so many things can go right and wrong that doesn't have a bearing?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, your best and first indicator to yourself performance is always going to be your teammate, because more often than not, you really got the exact same tools, give or take a little bit. So, yeah, it's obviously your first indicator, and, you know, if you're both close together, you know that either both of you are doing a really bad job if that's what's happening, or you're both doing a good job, or you're just doing your normal jobs. So, yeah, to know that I'm close to James is obviously nice. I can definitely, like anybody, can see where his experience comes into place in immediately knowing, okay, the car's really not so great, but this is what I go to do to maximise it, whereas I'm kind of still learning on the fly, which is probably why he outdoes me in qualifying more often than not in those difficult circumstances. But yeah, in the race as well, kind of, I feel like once I get into a bit of a groove and, you know, really knuckle down and go, okay, this is really what I've got and this is what I've got to do, then I feel competent that I can match him. And if I'm doing a good job, then hopefully even better. But I feel, you know, just being new to all this type of racing, it just takes me a few laps, particularly right now, to go, how much do I actually have to play with here? You know, you roll out the box, you're on green tyres in your second stint. You know, the Porsche mentality would go, all right, got 10 tenths to work with here, we're going to use 10 tenths. Whereas in supercars, you know, you got 10 tenths to use, but you can only use 7 of it. Otherwise, you've got a tenth left at the end of the stint. So just kind of figuring that out a little bit now, which is getting better and better. Obviously, the Grand Prix is a bit of a different story because you start on the same set of tyres and end on the same set of tyres. You don't do fuel stops or anything like that. So I feel like I did learn a bit over the weekend, given that the car was very difficult to drive, but also more of the fuel races, obviously, at Bathurst. With my mistakes, I never really got the full feel of that. I got some, but not the amount that you would normally get. So I feel like I learned a lot out of the weekend, but also I think the team obviously is going to learn a lot out of the weekend from strategy calls as to where I'm at with my driving and what we've got to work with. So I feel as bad as the weekend was, very simply, it was a very bad weekend. I think there's still a lot of positives to take away from the negatives, but like I said before, we've got a lot of work to do to figure out, you know, the fundamentals that were wrong for the weekend, and see if we can turn them around for the next round.
The next round is a home round for you over in WA. And what does that mean? Because you raced the Porsches, but you did a lot of overseas racing. So how much is Warrnambool a well-known, well-established, comfortable track for you?
I've, as you would expect, done a few laps around there. But I guess, like I kind of said last year to people doing this kind of stuff, there's probably, I don't know, one driver in the field, probably being Ryan Wood, that I've done more laps at Barbagallo than, and probably Jackson Evans as well, so two. Whereas everybody else has probably done more laps around there in a supercar and a big car than me. But yeah, obviously being a home track, you want to do well, like all those types of things for everybody when they have their home round. You know, speaking of Ryan and Jackson, they probably would have wanted to put on a good show, being their home round last weekend, which I think they both did fairly well at. So hopefully we can do the same. But, you know, I think putting the fact that it's my home round aside, I think the whole team, including myself, just wants to really go out and do a good performance, because I feel like we've got so much more potential than what we showed on the weekend, and just want to really have a good opportunity to show what BRT is capable of, as well as myself.
Now, having run Carrera Cup, you've come out today of your debrief. How big a difference is a debrief in supercars to a debrief in Carrera Cup?
Look, when I was in Europe, I obviously had quite a tough time over there with, you know, lots of things, and that's probably why I ultimately made the decision to come back, because I just wasn't enjoying myself over there. You know, putting the results aside, I think I had some good weekends over there, had some bad weekends, but ultimately I decided to come back. And one of the aspects was I felt like I was quite isolated over there and had to do a lot of work myself for myself. You know, didn't really have too much input from the team. Yeah, we get given, you know, a 10-page file at the end of the weekend. This is what you did bad, this is what you did good, this is what your teammates did good and bad and whatsoever. But it's up to you to go and look through that and really dive into what exactly you did wrong or what exactly you did right and why you did it right or wrong. And then in Australia, from my past experiences, whether it's been in Carrera Cup or Formula 4 and things like that, it's a much more inclusive process, but it's nowhere near the professionalism that's in supercars. You know, obviously the level varies from team to team, but from my personal experience, you know, from being at Sonic in Porsches, it was really a debrief between myself and Michael Ritter, the team owner, who is also my engineer, you know, slash driver coach, whatever you want to call it, for the majority of years. Obviously, I had Michael Henry for my final year, so I would then probably talk to both of them, but it would generally be separate. Whereas now in supercars, you know, all five engineers are involved, the team manager's involved, Tim Blanchard, team owner's involved, Matt Nielsen, I think his official role is technical advisor or something like that. I'm not on top of the official name roles, but he's involved, so, and James as well. So there's probably near on 10 of you on the one call at the same time, and you really analyse what went wrong and what went right, like I said, from yourself to the car to the team to stuff we couldn't control, but just, you know, analyzing it and saying, hey, we thought we did something wrong, but at the end of the day, we actually did the best job that we could, but just because of the circumstances, it didn't turn out to be a good result. So for me, it's a little bit of a, not culture shock, but just something that's quite different in that how analytical everything is in supercars. So yeah, just kind of getting on top of that. But I guess from being associated with the team last year and being able to get a closer relationship with Tim and everyone like that, it obviously makes the change into being a full-time driver in supercars just that little bit easier.
Now, as we like to conclude each and every chat in the rookie year, what's the one thing that you learnt from last weekend in New Zealand?
Probably grow some webbed feet if it rains that hard again. probably in serious notes, just probably looking after how much you need to look after the wet tyre. It's a lot different to what I felt the wet tyre in Super 2, being a stiffer compound. You can kind of drive it to what you feel the whole time, and almost similar to a Michelin tyre on a Porsche. You can kind of use everything that you feel, but with a softer compound, it's probably more amplified than the soft tyre, slick sloth tyre that you have in a supercar, and that because the compound and the carcass is so soft, you do have to look after a lot because it overheats very quickly. And unlike the slick tyre, where if it happens, you can kind of baby it for 5-10 laps and it might come back to you a little bit, and you might have something to burn up at the end of the race, which I kind of felt like that happened at times at the Grand Prix. Whereas the wet tyre, if you burn it up, you burn it up and you're done and dusted, which I felt happened a little bit on the Saturday race. So obviously that was a big learning curve for myself.
Well, Aaron, we wish you all the best as you now focus in on the race at Wanneroo, and we look forward to catching up with you after that event to see how the rookie year continues.
Perfect. Thank you, mate. Thank you for having me again.
It's after race 8 of the 2024 Championship. I'm with Jackson Evans as part of our rookie review. And without sort of being too sort of pandering to you, you've had a pretty good weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I think plenty of positives to take away from the weekend, that's for sure. You know, still some fine-tuning to be done from the driving side of things and a little bit of car stuff when it comes to qualifying. But, you know, I think two really good, solid races, both wet and dry conditions, shows that we have a pretty strong race car. And, you know, I'm starting to get more and more comfortable in the way that I race the guys around me, but the same thing in the way I manage the tyres. So, you know, really happy with the way the weekend's gone, and it's probably even cooler to do it here in New Zealand.
Yeah, indeed. Home country, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's been a while since I've been back to New Zealand, but first time I've raced here in a few years.
You mentioned actually a while ago to me, it's some years since you've been here and raced.
Yeah, you know, so the last race I did here was at Highlands in 2017, I think it was.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a fair while.
So, yeah, been a long time, and that was probably the last time I came over to this side of the world, you know, being based in Europe, so it made it difficult to come back. But, you know, had a bunch of family here, friends, you know, it's been awesome, and the Kiwi support in general has been mega.
Yeah, indeed. Great thing yesterday, because you made a heap of places, 7 places yesterday. And, of course, 4 Kiwis in the top 10. I actually say 4 New Zealanders, because you are New Zealanders. You're not Kiwis, not birds, like the sort of you guys. But that was fantastic. And again today, made a heap of places.
Yeah, look, yesterday's race was, you know, very eventful. Pretty wild conditions out there for everyone. And you know, my first race in this car in the wet made it difficult, you know, sort of learning on the go as we have been so far this year. But, you know, to finish inside the top 10, or in 10th place, I was pretty chuffed with. You know, felt like we could have qualified a little bit further up. But, you know, team once again did a great job. I started to find my feet as the race progressed, and, you know, we found ourselves in a pretty good spot. And, you know, it was even better with Andre winning for both BJR and the Kiwis. But, yeah, same again today, you know, different conditions, but same amount of places made. Certainly had to work a bit harder for that one. Made a few overtakes, which was quite fun, and you know, starting to get comfortable with the way that I race these guys. And you know, credit to the team, real fast in the pit stops once again. And you know, I think we're just starting to get the train rolling.
That's one thing, of course, with you know, this team having won for 6 years in a row that pit stop competition. That's one thing you can depend on, sort of thing. It's not a guarantee, but you can depend on the fact that you're going to get a fast stop.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a funny feeling because, you know, you're in traffic or you're fighting against other guys, and you know, or you have the confidence that you have the fastest team in pit lane when it comes to pit stops. So, you know, you don't use that to your advantage, but you keep that in the back of your mind so that, you know, if you're struggling to get past someone, you can kind of, you know, wait till the pit stops roll out and have faith in the boys and girls involved that, you know, we're going to get it done. And you know, time and time again, they prove that, and it's really cool to be part of that and have their influence in the race.
Okay, you know, the question that's coming, of course, is that one thing that you take away from your first race here in Taupo, your home country, that you say, this is what I learned as a rookie this year.
Yeah, I think here I really found with the racing that you can't take any shit from anyone, because, you know, if you don't have your elbows out, people are doing it to you, and you pretty easily get moved off the road, and rather than one car going by you, you got a couple. So, you know, you've got to race for every spot here. Doesn't matter where you are in the field. You know, there's battles going for last place like there is for first. So, you know, I've definitely learned that I've got to get my elbows out and stop being so nice to everyone on those first few laps. And I think if we can do that moving forward, then we'll be pretty strong when it comes to the pointy end of the race.
And the great thing is that what I see with you is you looking more comfortable in the whole thing. And it's inevitable because, you know, you haven't raced in this series. You've still driven against these drivers, but not raced in it. And that's terrific to see.
Yeah, like I'm just getting really, really happy and comfortable, like you said, in this environment. And, you know, I think that's what BJR offers as a team. It's a family environment. And, you know, we're competitors between the four drivers and the four cars. But at the same time, we're working collectively together to get to where we want to be. And that's at the front of the field. So, you know, it's a great environment for me to learn in. Everyone knows supercars isn't easy, and you know I've not been one to shy away from admitting that. So, you know, I'm just starting to get comfortable. It's all starting to make more sense, and you know, I'm just excited to get out for the next one already. And you know, we've just finished race 8.
All right. Well, thanks, Jackson, for joining us on Inside Supercars Rookie Review.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Inside Supercars is produced by Thunder Media. Tune in next time for more. Or lock in the podcast on your iTunes or mobile device, search Inside Supercars. The views expressed on Inside Supercars, including the panelists and guests, do not reflect the views of the network, Thunder Media or Sport Radio. Any publication or rebroadcast of the show without the expressed written permission of Thunder Media is strictly prohibited. Join in the conversation, post your thoughts on our Facebook page, and to ask a question, email insiders@sportradio.com.au.
This program is brought to you by P1 Australia, quality racing components, home of Black TI, bolts, kingpins, studs, and torsion stops. Check out their full range today at p1australia.com.